This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca Cruz and Joshua Landis, Merry Christmas. We've just celebrated the holiday, and it's always a good time, interesting time at this time of the year to think about and compare how holiday celebrations come off around the world. But rather than talking about Christmas necessarily, let's talk about something interesting called Boxing Day.
What is Boxing Day?
That's what I mean. We need to know what Boxing Day is, right? So it's traditionally celebrated the day after Christmas, and largely in the UK and Commonwealth countries, former British colonies. But it was the day after Christmas when servants and tradespeople would receive a Christmas box from employers that would have food and gifts and Christmas bonuses. So they received this box, and it came to be known as Boxing Day. Now, in South Africa, they've changed it to a day of goodwill. In other parts of the world, Germany, Poland, you know, other Scandinavian countries, for example, it's second Christmas Day, which is very different from Boxing Day. So, Rebecca, tell us, make these distinctions for us between what goes on the day after Christmas in much of the world.
Let me start with the one that you talked about second, the second day of Christmas, this idea that we not only have Christmas Eve, but Christmas Day and then another day. And the countries that you mentioned, Germany and others, this is a day for quiet and rest, whereas on Christmas Eve, you probably are with family exchanging gifts. Christmas Day, Santa Claus, or the fact, whatever Santa Claus is in that country, the Father Christmas, Father Winter, will come and you'll be with family. And then on the second day, it's a time for personal reflection, to kind of think about where you are in life, where you're going, think about family and what's important. But as you mentioned, Boxing Day is something really quite different. And I think that the idea of boxing, while you're correct that it comes from this idea of the servant's box, it really does seem apropos in what Boxing Day has turned into in two ways. It becomes a huge shopping day. So perhaps we can think of our custom of Black Friday and Thanksgiving, where people are literally boxing to get the best deal in the store. It's also a huge sporting day. So, for example, like on New Year's Day here, where we watch a great deal of football, or again on Thanksgiving. So that's really what's going on that day. So some countries, it's quiet and it's rest. And then in other countries, the UK and former or the Commonwealth countries, it's a lot of activity outside, watching sporting events or shopping for the best deals.
Watching sporting events, engaging in hunting even. Hunting is a big part of Boxing Day as well. But shopping is really what you see if you go to London or any of these places where they really celebrate Boxing Day. It is a madhouse. Everybody out shopping, returning. You know, we tend to think of it here in the United States as a place, as a time when you return your Christmas gifts, those that you don't want. But there, it's really, it is the equivalent of the Black Friday. It's the biggest shopping day of the year. And so the impact that that has on the economy is substantial. We talk about how, you know, how Black Friday and all of the days leading up to holidays are really critical for the American economy, for the U.S. economy. And the same is true in the UK and elsewhere that experience this Boxing Day. And that is, it's a day to consume. It's a day to engage in activities where money is generated and the economy picks up. So what have you found, Rebecca, in terms of the impact of Boxing Day on economic activity?
Well, we'll see how it goes this year. But if we look at numbers from last year, from December 26, 2013, £2.2 billion was spent in stores in Great Britain. And about £300 million spent online during that day. And that was just the 26th. This tends to be kind of a 3 or 4 day period of time, but the most goods are purchased on the 26th. So that is substantial. Now, we might think this might be citizens in London or elsewhere, and that certainly is the case. But the biggest consumers are actually people that fly in specifically to buy goods. And these people tend to come overwhelmingly from China, from UAE and other Gulf countries, and they come in and spend thousands upon thousands of dollars. So it is incredibly important to the economy. There. Now, something that's changed slightly, and this is perhaps due to other factors, and Amazon was really spearheading this, is that in Great Britain, they're now starting to celebrate Black Friday. So they're starting to see sales happening after what would be Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving, but on that date there. And then you're starting to see a lot more pre-sales. So people are starting to buy a little bit earlier, and there is some concern that in years to come, we might see less purchases on Boxing Day because people will be a little burnt out with all the earlier purchases that they've made.